What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Around the NBA, a podcast where I give my thoughts on the latest news, transactions, teams, and players across the league.
So, this is going to be another audio episode, as I usually do, but this is also the first video episode of my podcast. Yes, you heard that correctly. If you're listening to me right now, this is up on YouTube as well. Hopefully. This has been something that I've been in the works for several weeks, if not months now. I understand that this is a very important aspect of podcasting now. People do the visual with the audio, and you know, people like to listen it with in different ways, you know, and I understood that, and I understood this was something that I had to go into eventually, but I knew there was going to be a learning curve, you know, so that's why it's taking me a little bit of time, because I was just trying to figure out what's the best way to go about it. And I think I finally figured it out how, for now, rather. I mean, at least. But yeah, I understand it's not going to be perfect. It's episode one of the video version. So bear with me. But if you guys like to see instead of listen, I'll have that available now. But I'm, you know, I know there's people that just continue or prefer the audio version. So I'm still going to upload onto Apple and Spotify, Google, etc. So I'm still going to be available there, but I'm also going to be available on YouTube. I just felt like, you know, I this is going to be a better way to interact with people. You know, you guys can finally see, well, my expressions, my facial expressions, and just a better way to interact. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like that was something that was missing. So hopefully you guys enjoy the video version. If not, my audio version's still there. If you guys don't like either, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, but I'm really excited about this. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Let's get right into it. So before I get into the first topic of this episode, I just want to give a quick shout out to my in-laws, my wifey's parents, for an incredible Christmas gift. So for Christmas, I had asked my wife for a new mic for my podcast. Now, before I go any further, I want to say thanks to the person who gave me my first mic. And I'm just going to call them by their name. I'm just going to call them Jay. So really, thank you so much, Jay. I'm not trying to throw any shade by requesting a new microphone for this Christmas, because he actually got it from you for on last Christmas. And I really do appreciate it, because it was just a token of him being supportive and encouraging and motivating me to do this. Because at the time, I had started one with a couple of buddies, and it didn't work out, and he didn't know that at the time, but he got it for me for Christmas anyway. So that was really like the jump starter I really needed to just decide, you know what, I'm going to go and do this solo. You know what I mean? So I really am grateful for that, and I am still using the mic, so don't worry. I'm not just going to put it off to the side for this new one, all right? But for real, man, just shout out to the wife's parents. She told them about it, and they said, yeah, we'll get it for him. So I'm really, really grateful, because they are as well being supportive and encouraging without them, again, possibly not even knowing that. So yeah, man, I'm really grateful. If you guys are married and need some tips and pointers of how to be a good son-in-law, hit me up. I really don't know what I'm doing correctly, but whatever it is, it's obviously working. So and with that, let's get into the first topic. So the first topic of this week's episode is Giannis Antetokounmpo. So earlier this week, I made a TikTok, stitching another TikTok of, I can't remember his name, I think it's Don Concepts or something like that. He's another basketball TikToker, and he was basically making a TikTok of a tweet. And the tweet said, if you remove championships, accolades, accomplishments, and you can only pick one power forward, for your team, who would you take between Giannis and Tim Duncan? And he went with Giannis. And to be honest, I didn't have an issue with that. I didn't have an issue with him taking Giannis, because although it's probably recency bias, I can understand why someone would take Giannis. Okay. But my issue with why, or one of the reasons he gave of why he was taking Giannis, is because he said he never saw Tim Duncan, meaning he never saw Tim Duncan in his prime. And I'm like, I don't think that's a valid or good enough reason why you're not going to take somebody, you know, because I never saw Magic in his prime. I never saw Larry Bird in his prime. I didn't really even see Jordan in his prime. I was too young. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to pick them over a certain player. You know what I mean? Like, these guys are terrific players, but that's neither here nor there. So I understand why he might have taken Giannis. But that was the reason why I stitched that video. And in the video, I also said I would take Tim Duncan. And the reason I would take Tim Duncan is because I think he is a better leader. And he made himself and his team relevant for about, not for about, for three decades. From 99, mid-2000s. And he won a championship in 2014. So that's 15-year span. And expanded in between three decades. So sorry about that. Sorry about that. That TikTok sound. Sorry, that was off topic. But that's why I would take Tim Duncan, because I just think he's a better leader and he was relevant for longer. And he was a terrific player. And the other reason was, and I can't fit all this in the 60-minute video. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm like, I have to talk about this in a podcast episode. So the other reason why I was going to take Tim Duncan is because I feel like you can build around him a little easier than Giannis. You know what I mean? And what do I mean by that? Giannis is a very ball dominant player. So for him to be on your team, he's going to basically have to be running your offense. So the offense is going to have to run through him. Maybe if you have someone like LeBron, it could work, but you're going to have to limit the type of players, or you're very limited rather, to the type of players that you can build around Giannis. And I feel like Tim Duncan has a wider range of type of players that you can build around him, because you don't necessarily need to have the ball in his hands for him to be effective, as opposed to Giannis. Like, Giannis needs the ball in his hands to be an effective player offensively. Defensively, he's going to have an impact regardless, but so will Tim Duncan. But Tim Duncan can have an impact off the ball more than Giannis can, because Giannis doesn't really have a shot. Tim Duncan has a shot. So those were the couple reasons why I took Tim Duncan. But I got grilled for something I said, okay? And what I said was, although I think Giannis is the second greatest power forward of all time, I'm still taking Tim Duncan, you know. And I got grilled for saying that Giannis is the second, that I believe that Giannis is the second greatest power forward of all time. And I got so many comments about people saying, oh, there's still, you know, there's Dirk, there's KG and Malone. And I completely understand where everybody's coming from. You know, like, to me, before Giannis won a championship, I was saying Kevin Garnett is the second greatest power forward of all time. And that was still getting some hate. Because some people have Dirk over him. Some people have Malone over him. But I would say KG is ahead of both of them, because he's got the Defensive Player of the Year. Yeah, he only has one MVP, but he has a championship. I think Dirk's championship is greater than KG's, but the fact that KG has a Defensive Player of the Year kind of evens out the accolades. KG is a pretty solid offensive player, and I think he's arguably, obviously, not even arguably, he is a much better defender than Dirk Nowitzki. But they're both terrific players. So whichever way you want to put them, you want to put KG ahead of Dirk, or Dirk ahead of KG, I'm perfectly okay with that. Karl Malone, terrific offensive player. He's a better defensive player than Dirk. Not as good as KG and Giannis. And he's got two MVPs. But he never won a ring. He had probably the longest longevity. Is that the proper way to say that? He was better for longer than any of these three other guys. But the fact that he doesn't have a ring kind of hurts his case. So this is where Giannis comes in. I think Giannis, skill and talent-wise, is as good as any of them. He's a better defender than Dirk, Malone. KG's a better defender than Giannis. But he's about as good as a defender as Tim Duncan, to be honest. Giannis, to be honest. I'm spitting bars. But I think he's just as good of a defender as KG or Duncan. KG's a better defender, but he's definitely better than Malone and Dirk. And I think he's a better scorer than KG, better scorer than Duncan, as good of a scorer as Malone and Dirk. You can give the edge to both of those guys over Giannis. That's fine. I think Malone's a better shooter. Dirk is definitely a better shooter. But Giannis can get buckets. All right. So what I'm trying to get at is, he's great defensively and he's very good offensively. Some of these guys aren't. I guess what I'm trying to say is, how would I word this? If you give them a scale, or a rating scale for their offensive abilities and defensive abilities, right? Like Dirk's offense is probably 95 to 100. His defense is probably like 60. Malone's offense, somewhere between 90 and 100. Defense, probably 75 to 80. Kevin Garnett's offense, about maybe 80 to 85. Defense, about 95. Between anywhere between 90 and 100. Tim Duncan's offense, about 80 to 85. Defense, like 85 to 90. Anywhere between 85 and 95. Giannis, though, his offense is between 90 and 100. And his defense is between 90 and 100. So you see what I'm saying? Like, both of his ratings on both scales, like, if you combine those numbers, are probably higher than the rest of them. So he's just as good as offensively and defensively than any of them, in my opinion. Then you throw in his accolades. And this is where my point, I feel like, gets stronger. in my head, rather. I should pinpoint in my head. Because he's got two MVPs. So he's got more than KG, more than Dirk, same amount as Malone. He's got the Defensive Player of the Year. Only KG has that. He's got a ring. Only KG and Dirk have that. He's got the Finals MVP. Only Dirk has that. And he's got the Most Improved Player. Nobody has that. So when it comes to individual awards, he's got more than any of them. Any of them. The one thing that does hurt him, though, is his longevity, for obvious reasons. So that's what a lot of people were bringing up. Well, Kevin Garnett and Dirk and Malone have X amount of all NBAs, X amount of all defensive teams, X amount of all-star teams. Giannis is going to get those. Like, he's on pace. He's going to be an all-star this year. He's on pace of being all-defensive and all-NBA team this season. He's going to get those. Barring any injury, he's going to get those. So I understand the longevity aspect and the longevity argument that people make for these other players. Completely valid. I totally get that. But when it comes to just pure individual accomplishments, he's got them beat. He's got them beat. And everyone is saying Giannis has the strongest case right now out of anybody to catch Tim Duncan. I don't think he can, or I don't think he will. I think he can, but I don't think he will. Because Timmy has 5 rings. That's hard to match. 5 rings, 3 Finals MVPs. That's going to be hard to match. But Timmy doesn't have a Defensive Player of the Year. So if Giannis can get, say, 4 rings, 2 or 3 Finals MVPs, maybe throw in another Defensive Player of the Year, he's got a case for being the greatest power forward of all time. He's got a little bit of ways to go, but he can get there. But to me, his accomplishments already are greater than anything KG accomplished, anything that Malone accomplished. You can make the case that Dirk's 1 ring is greater than Giannis's. Sure, can't disagree there. But again, Giannis has a Defensive Player of the Year on him. And he's got another MVP. And he has the Most Improved Player. So, to me, I think he's the most well-rounded player out of all of them. And I think he's the most accomplished player out of all of them. Outside of Timmy, of course. So, that's why I have him at number 2. I think he has a legitimate case already at being number 2. So if his career ended right now, I have no problem with putting him at number 2. No issue with that because of what he's accomplished already. He's only 27. Only 27. This is what, year 9? Like, he's got a lot more years to go. And he's going to, and this is why I'm confident that he's already got the hardest accomplishments out the way. The championship, the Finals MVP. Like, those are the hardest accomplishments one can come by. He's already got that. And he's equal to KG and Dirk in that sense. So anything that, if he wins another championship, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. And right now, I wouldn't say they're favorites, but I do have them going to the finals again. It's hard to repeat, so I don't know if they'll repeat because the Warriors are looking real nice. But I'm not afraid to say that the Bucks are going to make the finals this year. And until they're defeated, they're my favorites to make it to the finals. Until they're eliminated in the East. So yes, I was grilled because I said Giannis is the second greatest power forward of all time. And I'm standing by that. I'm standing by that because of what I just said. I feel like he's more accomplished than those guys and less time, in about half the time. KG took, don't know the exact year he was drafted, late 90s. Took him to 2008, almost 10 years to win a ring. Dirk, same thing. Malone never won one. So, I mean, it's almost there because Giannis won it in his year 9, year 8 last year. So, I mean, it took him a little bit of time, but he's just hitting his prime right now. He's only 27, so he's still got 5-6 years left of his prime. Like, I'm perfectly comfortable with saying he is the second greatest power forward of all time based off what he has now. Anything he gets after this is just a cherry on top, in my opinion. I understand he's got that longevity aspect to go, but those awards are going to come. The all-defensive teams, the all-NBAs, the all-star teams are for sure going to come, unless he gets injured. But like I said, if his career ended today, right now, to me, second greatest power forward of all time. So the next topic of this episode is a little bit of drama, a little bit of tea coming out of the NBA this week with a particular player calling out another player on a live stream. And that is none other than Karl-Anthony Towns. So I don't know who he's with. I don't know who this person is. I don't know. Obviously, they're streaming on Twitch. I don't know if this guy's a gamer. He's just a streamer. I don't know exactly what the deal is going on here. Probably should have done my research. But he asks, they're talking about stats and stats padding, and this guy decides to ask him a question. So I'm going to have Kat take it from here. All right?
Of course.
I don't go home and get love for the stats.
I got to ask you a question, bro. And you could, if you don't want to comment on it, that's fine.
Come on.
What do you think about Russell Westbrook?
He definitely gets stats. He's chasing stats. But I think he's a hell of a player, though. Man, I don't care what anyone says. You know how hard it is to get a triple-double?
It is hard.
You know how hard it is to get triple-double? And he played hella hard.
I know, bro, but...
I just think that sometimes he plays too quick. He tries to do too much.
What? What? Oh, hold up. There's so much to unpack in that. Because that's just... When you're doing it as a fan, right? Or even like a retired basketball player, it doesn't come off as harsh as if it's someone that's currently in the league. You know what I mean? Like, it comes off pretty bad for a fellow basketball player to make those comments about another basketball player. And it was kind of like a backhanded compliment because he said, first he said, yeah, oh, he's chasing stats. But then, oh, it's hella hard to do, but he's definitely doing that. And then just a couple minutes before that, he was saying, I don't play for stats. I play to win. So basically what he's saying is, if you're playing for stats, you're not playing to win. So essentially what he's saying is, Russ doesn't play to win. That's basic what he's saying. That's exactly what he's saying, essentially. And it just comes off and it rubs. It's going to rub people the wrong way, man. It's like, you know, when there's going to be times where you talk about a coworker, right? And your reasoning behind it might be, well, Susie Lee, I'm going to call her Susie Lee. Susie Lee does great at her job, but she does it for her own self-interest. She does it for herself. She doesn't do it to improve the company. I do it to improve the company. Not Susie Lee, though. Great worker, but she's in it for herself. You see how that sounds? And not only are you talking behind this person's back, you're telling it to the whole world on a live stream. You know, it's not like you're even doing it amongst each other, like amongst other coworkers, which is what people tend to do. Like, you'll talk bad about another coworker. you know, that you may not personally like, or, you know, there's just something that a coworker does sometimes that you just don't like. Oh, I didn't like when this person did that. I didn't like when that person did this. You know what I mean? That's different because you're doing it amongst each other. But when you start talking to a person that is your coworker that you have claimed to be a brotherhood with, you know what I mean? It just comes off the wrong way. And there was somebody who didn't particularly like what Kat had to say. And that is Draymond Green. And this is what Draymond had to say about Kat's comments. He posted this, or he commented this under an Instagram post. I don't remember the Instagram page he commented on. It was a picture. But this is what he had to say. I once watched from the bench due to us beating the T-Wolves, blank, and he was in the game down 20 with 2 minutes to go. Come on, man. Stop talking to people about the bros, in quotes, and yelling this is a brotherhood, quotes, SMH. You see? You see? This is exactly what I'm talking about. It just comes off the wrong way. You do not talk about your fellow coworkers to the whole world like that. And on top of that, his comment about he does too much. He's too quick. I understand what he's doing. I understand what he means. Like, Russ is always at 110, 120 miles an hour. He's got one gear. If it's a manual or a stick shift, it's gear 6, 7. If it's automatic, he's at 110. Like, he's nonstop. And he does too much. So not only are you criticizing the player, but you're also basically pointing out their flaws. It's like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? You have your own flaws. You know what I mean? Like, you have things that you got to work on. He's not your teammate. He's an opposing player or opposing team's player. That's just stuff you don't do. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't do that stuff. Like, and that's what Draymond was pointing at. Like, you don't come at your bros if you're part of this brotherhood. You know, that's being fake. You know what I mean? Like, and I didn't point this out, but did anybody realize that's how Kat talked? I had no idea that's how Kat talked. Like, the voice that came out of him was not what I was expecting. I know that's probably weird to point out, but I just wanted to point that out. But anyways, yeah, it just, when I first heard it, like, I get he complimented him, but not really. Like, it was a backhanded compliment. Like, it's really hard to do what he does, but he's doing it for his own self-interest. So it's really hard that, or Susie Lee works really hard, but she's doing it for her own self-interest. I work hard to improve the company. Susie Lee works hard for herself. You see, like, come on, bro. Come on, man. Like, if he was your teammate, that's different. Because at the end, you guys can hash that out. You guys can talk about it in the locker room or what have you afterwards. But, and Russ is not the type of player, like, he gets along with players, but when he's on the court, he's out. He's out for your head. He's out to get you. So I am really looking forward to the next time him and Kat face each other, because that's going to be a very interesting encounter, you know. So Kat, man, the cat's out the bag. You should have just kept that one to yourself, bro, because now people are going to talk about you. And people, I mean, people in the brotherhood, you know, and it's not a good look. It's not a good look. But, you know, what do I know? I'm not part of the brotherhood. I'm not in the NBA. So what do I know? I'm just talking from the outside looking in. And if all I'm saying is, if I was a part of that brotherhood, I would be in agreement. In agreement? In an agreement. But how an agreement and agreements, I would be agreeing with Draymond Green in this issue, in this situation. I would respond the same way Draymond did. So sorry, Kat, you were wrong for that. That is it for this episode, you guys. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Make sure to comment, like, and subscribe on wherever you're listening from. You guys can follow me on social media at Around the NBA. I am on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Again, thank you guys so much, and I'll see you guys next time.